Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio. I'm your host, Dave Woodward, and I am super, super excited to have my friend Marshall Silver on today. Marshall, welcome, welcome, welcome.
My friend, it is a blessing to be here, and I'm very excited about the show. I've been really enjoying the podcast, and you guys never cease to amaze me. You're everywhere.
Well, the crazy thing is I'm seeing the same from you. You're traveling all over the world these days, and we were joking before we got on this little podcast. One of these days, I am going to jump on that private jet with you, and we're going to get a lot of work done, at least while we fly around. So
I would like that. As you know, I often am flying alone on a private jet. And when I say I'm lonely on a private jet, I'm not joking. It's like, I wish there was somebody there. So yeah, please take me up on the offer. Anybody else listening to this, take me up on the offer too.
So where else do you get an offer to fly on a private jet with a celebrity, Marshall Silver, the world's greatest hypnotist in the entire world? Most importantly, a guy who cares so much about people and giving back that we are super, super excited. I'm just thrilled to have you on and just want to kind of dive right in, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, it's okay. I want to clarify something. Yeah, I do love people, and I love people very much. I have 9 brothers and sisters, except the reason I love people is that I am massively selfish, and everything that we want that we don't have, we're going to get from other people. And so it always boggles my brain that people don't love people or haven't figured out how to love people, because by loving people, your whole life just is easier.
I totally agree. Everything just kind of comes to you when you love more people.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I first met you at one of the Learning Annex events, and we talked about this when you and I were planning our Funnel Hacking Live event, of which, again, we thank you so much for doing our VIP evening. But it was amazing. I've never seen anybody close a room like you have. And I've been to, I don't know, probably hundreds of live events and seminars over the last 10 plus years. No one closes like you close. And that's really one of the things we kind of want to jump right in and talk about is the whole idea and the psychology behind selling and things. So tell me.
I would love to. You know, I have an unfair advantage, and I'm not joking. As a hypnotist, my job is to sell people, and not necessarily just a product or a service or, you know, a subscription or mentoring or coaching. I've got to sell people on letting go of fears and phobias and conditions and things that they've held on to for a lifetime that they thought they could never get rid of. So when someone says, here, you know, sell this $40,000 coaching package, my response is, that's easy. I just sold a woman who had a 20-year agoraphobia. She hadn't left her home in 20 years. For me to sell her on leaving her home and having it be good is way, way, way more challenging than selling somebody a product or a service that I believe in.
Oh, I love it. Love that idea. Well, since no one else is a hypnotist, or definitely not like you are, how do they learn what you learn, and how do they implement what you've got into their sales cycles?
First, it starts off with having a foundation of an understanding of what sales and influence is. So I want to start with a definition of what I call irresistible influence. Irresistible influence is not getting someone else to buy from you. Irresistible influence is getting someone else to ask you for what you're selling. And that's not even the part that's going to make people tingle. Irresistible influence is getting other people to ask you for what you're selling and have them believe it was their idea. So the whole process of influence is putting people on a path that very soon they say, you know what, this is so amazing. Whatever the cost, whatever I need to do, whatever you're selling, I'm buying. Sign me up.
Man, I love that. Irresistible influence. Way cool. So how do we do it?
Well, it's understanding, first and foremost, you only sell things you believe in. And this is essential, that you don't want to sell things you don't believe in. You don't sell crap. You don't sell things that you believed in at one point and then no longer believe in. And when you believe in what you're selling, you have a moral and ethical obligation to sell it. My experience has been, from watching tons of other speakers or even salespeople in general, is they'll do a presentation, and maybe they've got an hour to do what they need to do. They'll spend 55 minutes talking about the product, talking about how great it is, showing testimonials. And then in the last few moments, they will offer up their product. And you and I chatted about this before we got started. You can see a distinct shift of their physicality. You can see a complete shift in their energy. And it's almost like they're embarrassed to be selling. And the way that I overcome that instantly is I come out on stage and I say, let me be very clear. I'm going to give you some phenomenal information. I'm going to teach you some really cool stuff. And then I'm going to make an offer. And the offer has a $3,000 or whatever it is retail. And I'm going to give you an amazing value today, back it up with a better than money back guarantee. Except I want you to know that, yes, I will have something for sale today. And I think that that's so important to people, because what happens from a psychological point of view is the customer or the buyer or the person in the audience or the person checking out the images, they have a resistance. Their arms are crossed. They're seated back in their chairs. And their arms are crossed until they know what you're selling. The moment you tell them what you're selling, the moment you tell them what the price point is, then I watch it. Their arms uncross. They sit forward in their chair. They say, okay, great. Now tell me what you got. It's kind of like I consult for a lot of high-end industries. And one of the industries that I do a lot of consulting in, because they're big tickets, is timeshare. And I have a client that has flown back. He has taken me up on the empty seat on the lonely jet. And he's a billionaire. He owns the largest privately held timeshare company in the world. And I did some consultation for him. He wanted to know how to increase his sales. And mind you, these are people, this particular company does 30,000 tours a day. And they're selling $40,000 to $60,000 tickets. And my whole methodology of selling is to be massively transparent. When you're massively transparent and you tell the audience, I am here to sell you something. It is good for you. It is good for me. It is good for the entire economy. Everybody wins when money trades hands. So with that being my basis of how I approach everything, especially as far as influence is concerned, is I said, here's the presentation. Your salesperson sits down with the potential couple. And the first thing they do when they sit down is they look at the man, kind of size him up, look at the woman, size her up, look back at the man, and look back at the woman and say, all right, I've got a prediction. I'm sizing you up. And I want to tell you up front that 9 out of 10 people, couples that come in here, have absolutely zero intention of buying a timeshare. They are 100% here for the free goodies. And 10% actually are interested and will sincerely consider buying a timeshare, investing in their future. So I just want to know, which are you? Are you the people that are sincerely interested? And I have the salesperson look them in the eye, nod his head up and down while he's doing that. Or are you like the 90% that have no intention, they're only here for the goodies? Well, one of two things is going to happen. They're either going to tell the truth and say, we're sincerely interested, which will increase the confidence level of the salesperson, or they could lie. Except the moment they lie, they start influencing themselves, because they're saying, no, we're sincere. And they think, no, we'll have to act sincere. So we better really pull this off. But here's the other side, that 90% really aren't interested. And most of those people will look at each other and they'll giggle and they'll say, well, to be honest, yeah, we're not really interested. We're just here for the free goodies. Then what I did was I wrote the script. So the salesperson says, thank you. Oh, my gosh, you have no idea how much pressure you just took off of me. Here's why. You know, I've got to do this presentation anyway. And I know that 90% of the people that come in here have zero desire to buy a timeshare. And so I'm working my tail off and I'm doing the best I can. And then at the end, they tell me they had no intention of buying. And I feel like an idiot. So if you wouldn't mind, I've got to do the presentation anyway. And you can't get the goodies until I do the presentation for you. It would be a lot more fun if you would just, for the next couple of hours, pretend you want to buy. Pretend this is the best thing you've ever seen. When I show you the room, you ooh and you ah, and you get some pictures taken with you know, what our property is like. And that, you know, when I show you the amenities, you gush and you make me feel good. It's good practice for me. It makes it more fun for everybody. And I would just be very, very grateful if you'd do that for me. Well, they always do. Here's the thing, though. The fastest way to change anybody's position, the fastest way to change any habit, is to act as if it's already true. So by the salesperson asking them to act as if they were buyers, to gush, to be excited, to say, oh, yeah, we can see our family here. After doing that for 2 hours, guess what happens?
They're ready to buy.
They're ready to buy. And when I first told him this, he said, oh, that'll never work. I said, just test it with one or two guys. He tested it, and it crushes. And so, again, I think that's the biggest challenge that most people have, is if you're selling crap, stop selling crap. I mean, that's the challenge. If you're selling good products, though, and you really genuinely believe in your products and you know they are a good value, then the first thing you need to do is recognize you are doing your customer and potential customers a favor by making your products and services available to them, first and foremost. Your net worth is determined by your self-esteem. And if your self-esteem is so low that you feel like you're pulling the wool over somebody's eyes when you offer up something for sale, then it's not a product or an influence question. It's a self-esteem question. But here's another piece. In my live presentations, and I appreciate that compliment, and yes, I do sell better than anybody I've met so far. And if I meet somebody that sells better than me, I will be their best student. So it's not about cockiness. It's about confidence, and confidence allows for greatness in other people. But here's the other thing is that I tell the audience that in a moment, I'm going to invite somebody up on the stage, and I'm going to have what looks like a regular conversation with them, and it will be anything but. During the conversation, I'm going to use subconscious selling techniques and irresistible influence. So by the time I'm done, they are going to beg me to sell them something they didn't even know they wanted, and when I'm done, they will say thank you. I'm going to bring somebody up, and I'm going to do that. Who wants to be that person? Well, when I offer it up to the room, almost nobody puts their hands up. And then I have the audience write this down. I say, notice you're here to learn how to sell better. I just told you I was going to demonstrate it up here. And out of a room of X number of people, almost nobody has their hands up. Write this down. Those that are afraid to buy are always afraid to sell. And the reason is real simple. Every single thought we think has a physical response, a psychosomatic response. So if I have this fear of being sold things and I resist it when I think somebody's trying to sell me, when I go to sell, I will telegraph those same pieces of resistance.
Wow, I love that. That resonates so much with me. I think that is fantastic. It's honestly, it's one of the things when we've talked about funnel hacking for so many times, Russell always says, you got to take your wallet out. You got to buy the company's product because it now makes sense as far as why. Yeah, one is to funnel hack it, but the other reason is you cannot sell unless you can buy.
Yes, absolutely. Unless you believe that that whole process is a process where everyone wins, then nobody's going to win. You know, part of the challenge in the economy, I know this is a bit off base, yet it might help people understand the reason that their economy isn't working well, and the reason they're broke, is the reason our economy here in the U.S. and the worldwide economy is not doing well is not for a lack of money. There is more fiat currency. There's more money in the world than there has ever been in history. What we are lacking now is we have the worst velocity that we have had since the Great Depression in the U.S. And for those that might not understand what the term velocity means, it means the number of times money changes hands. So I'll give you an example. God forbid, I'm here at my Lagoon house right now down in Southern California, a little town called Carlsbad, and the doors are open and I'm watching water skiers and people out there. My main residence is a 17,000 square foot palace in Vegas. Hypnosis has been very, very good to me. Let's imagine that instead of the private jet, one day I decide I want to drive my car because I'm not able to get a charter or whatever happens from Vegas to my home. It's about a 4.5 hour drive. I figure it out late at night. So I say, you know what? I'm just going to drive. So I get in the car and I start driving. And halfway to my beach house, I start getting tired. And I say, you know what? I think I'm just going to find a place to pull over. And I can't really find a place. There's this little flea bag town in the middle of nowhere. I don't even know the name of it. It's just such a small little place. I pull up to the one beat up motel and I'm thinking, oh man, this is going to be horrible. Maybe I should go check the room out before I go stay in it. And so I go up to the owner and I say, look, I'm weary. I might want to stay. I might just tough it out and make the rest of the drive. How about I put $100 on the counter here? Let me go check out the room. If I stay in the room, keep the $100. If I don't stay in the room, I'll just come and get my $100 back. Fair enough. The owner of the motel says, yeah, that's fine. So I leave and I go to check out the room. Well, he grabs my $100 and he runs across the street to the bar and he says, hey, Bob, you know, I wanted to pay the tab for, you know, my bar tab. It's $100. Here's the $100. Bob says, thanks. Bob serves food in his bar. And there's a little grocery store right beside the bar. He takes that $100 and he runs over and goes, hey, you know, by the way, this is the tab for the food that I bought that I serve at my bar. And the person that owns the grocery store says, hey, great, you know, I have an employee that I haven't paid yet. and I got to pay her, so he pays the employee, and then she takes that $100, and she's married to the guy that runs the motel, and she goes back over to the guy that runs the motel, and she says, "Honey, I appreciate you helping me out when I needed it. Here's the $100 that I borrowed." Gives it back to him. He sets it down on the counter. I come back from the room and I say, "You know what? I'm just going to tough it out. I'll just take my $100 back and be on my way." Well, that $100 traded hands 5 times. 5 people paid their bills with the velocity of that money. That's a true transaction. I mean, all of those things actually could have occurred in that order and everybody would have been paid, yet I ended up with the $100 back in my pocket. All that changed was the velocity of that money. Now, that's not the only thing that makes the economy work well, that we've got to spend money. The other thing is that in a normal circumstance, every single time that $100 changed hands, the government would have taxed it, which means the government would have gotten income tax 5 times over on that money changing hands. You want more money, you want more business, you got to spend money. Some people are saying, "Easy for you to say, little rich hypno boy at your lagoon house, you know, hashtag lonely on a jet." I get it. And I want people listening to this podcast, I want them to be a little bit upset with me to the point where they ponder what I'm saying and that they realize that I get how it feels to be broke. Heck, I was born and raised on a farm in Michigan with no running water and no electricity and no phone. I get what it's like to be dirt poor. I've been rich and I've been poor and I've been rich and poor and rich and poor. And it wasn't until this round of rich that it really sunk into me that, number one, we have got to fall in love with selling. We've got to do whatever we need to do to get better at it. And I certainly would like to be the mentor for people. Number two, we have to understand that all buying decisions are based first on emotion and then backed up with logic. And since our subconscious mind is our emotional mind, all buying decisions are based first subconsciously and then backed up consciously. And when we can find the mechanism, like I have inside of hypnosis, to speak directly to someone's subconscious mind, then we have an unfair advantage. You know, I fly around in private jets. I drive a Rolls Royce Phantom $400,000 car. Nobody needs a $400,000 car to get from point A to point B. Nobody needs a private jet. The thing is, on this past trip, I landed and took off a half a dozen times. So that's a dozen times. It adds about 2.5-3 hours each time. It was a minimum of additional 24 hours of my time if I had done this trip flying through commercial airports. The fact that I can drive up to the airport, get on the plane, be airborne within 5 minutes, never stressed because I, you know, the plane waits for me. All these things add up to start making my life easier so that, you know, if I've spent $35,000 or $40,000 on a private jet, it is worth every single dime because I get so much more productive.
I love that. I think that's it. One of the main things I'd learned years ago, and that was as soon as you started making money, you have to start outsourcing everything in your life.
Yep.
Whether it's, you know, for me, it started with a housekeeper and someone else mowing the lawn and it grows from there. And I've been amazed to see how the more people I'm able to employ that way, yep, the more money I make.
The more you stop doing stuff that is below your pay grade, the more your pay grade goes up.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yep. And then I think the other thing too, is too many people are involved in businesses that the margins are too low. You know, I make a lot of money. Our courses range anywhere on the low end, $2,000 for our Turning Point, which is a 2-day personal development program that not only teaches people how to reprogram their subconscious minds, it's key in its element. It turns up their wanting. It makes them want a bigger life, because the other reason that people settle into mediocrity is it's easy. And they don't think they could ever have the dream life on the private jets and, you know, multiple residences around the world. And so they say, you know what, I'd rather just get by. And when they settle into that, they are literally killing their subconscious money-making machine. Yet the first time somebody does a project and the project nets them $100,000, half a million, $1 million, they will never go back. A wallet, once expanded, cannot contract to its original state.
I love that.
And so part of my desire for people is that, yeah, they would look at my lifestyle and more than just say, who do you think you are? My prayer is that they would look at me and go one step further and go, you're not special, Marshall Silver. Yeah, you were in special classes as a kid because they thought you were an idiot. But you're not special. And I would agree, I'm not special. I don't work harder than anybody listening to this broadcast. In fact, I don't work at all anymore. I'm doing this interview out of a labor of love. I teach out of a labor of love. I'm not smarter. I'm a high school dropout. I dropped out of high school because my mother was killing herself working three jobs to provide for me and my nine siblings. I'm not more creative. The thing that I do know is that I have a different program in my brain. And the program, it used to be that I was a multimillionaire whose money had not yet been deposited in my bank account. And I realized that that's not true anymore. First of all, the money's been deposited in my bank account. I've done over $220 million in sales using the principles that we're talking about. I realized, though, that I'm a multi-billionaire with a B whose money has not yet been deposited in my bank account. And that distinction of knowing who you are is a major one. You know, it's kind of like when I teach speakers. Dave, I tell them, you do not need to win an audience over when you step on stage. They want to like you. Nobody comes into a room and says, gosh, I hope the speaker sucks so that I can tell them how much I hate him. They walk into that room, they say, I sure hope this speaker does really well. I sure hope it's worth my time. And it's the same thing when we have products for sale. You know, I've got to go on record as saying ClickFunnels is without a doubt one of the most amazing products ever created for marketing and for sales and for business people in general. Everybody that grasps it, everybody that uses it, everybody that automates their business, if anybody has those needs, they must have ClickFunnels and they must use it. And if they're, you know, like you said, if they're not keenly technical, if they get into the software, they realize the software works, and yet maybe they decide, you know what, this might be below my pay grade. The beautiful thing is you guys have created such a phenomenal system that there are countless people that are savvy with ClickFunnels that as a business owner, I can find and they can build funnels for me. And I can focus on the thing that business owners should focus on, and that is avoiding minimum wage activities and focusing on income generating activities.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm just taking notes.
So I want to talk some more about influence, and I want to just chat some more, if it's okay with you.
Please.
And you go whatever direction you want to, because I'll just keep rambling on until somebody says I'm not interested anymore. The thing that I believe about influence is I think that most of our programming is done by the time we're 8 years old. And a lot of people, you know, I'm a baby boomer. You're a young man. I think you just avoided being a baby boomer. Most baby boomers were raised by depression era parents. And they were raised by parents who were massively conservative and afraid that the money, you know, wouldn't come in. And so often they are afraid to buy. Now, that's not to suggest that people should just be consumers. No. You know, if I'm throwing seed on barren soil and I'm not getting a return, yeah, I should pay attention to what I'm doing. Yet the thing is that most people hold on to their money so tightly because they come from a fear base rather than a prosperity base that they never, ever, ever get what they want. And you know, it's as influence goes, I don't want to present something and then say, hey, what do you think? I need to get agreement early on in my presentation that the people that are watching my presentation see the value and not just see a general value, see a specific value. And I'll give you an example. I have our foundational course is called Turning Point. It is a business and personal development program. And during the presentation, I asked people if all Turning Point did was made you 10 times more confident, would that easily be worth a $3,000 investment? And the reason I need to do that is if I'm selling something, I need my potential customer to agree, acknowledge that it's worth the full retail value of what I'm selling. Even if I'm going to discount it, I need them to acknowledge if all it did was X, then it would be worth that investment. And a little later, I'll come back and I'll say, if all Turning Point did was made you 10 times more influential, 10 times more able to sell things, would that still be worth that $3,000 investment? And the reason I've got to do that is I must get the customer off sticker shock. So, you know, it's very much the same as the person that's teaching the content, teaching the content, teaching the content. Then all of a sudden they bring in, oh, something for sale, here's the price. It immediately shocks the system of the person that's watching and they don't buy. Yet if I tell them up front, I've got a two-day program I'm going to talk to you about. It's called Turning Point. It retails for $3,000. I'm going to give you an amazing value plus a better-than-money-back guarantee. The sticker shock has already sunk in. Now they're over it.
No, I love that. I think that's having those types of closes basically throughout the entire presentation. We do the same thing on our perfect webinar script. But, I mean, as you get those people buying in and believing the fact on the retail price, it's already done deal.
Yes. And if you're mentioning full retail the entire time, then when you go, you know, whether it's bonuses and added value or whether it's an investment reduction, they're already closed at that full retail.
I love that. Great idea. What's next?
Well, and I think the final thing to ponder is a phrase that I call worst things first. Oftentimes, people will attempt to avoid whatever the downside is, whatever, you know, the bad part is. In real estate, it might be that I've got a house and maybe there's some feature about it that is not good and might make the property not as attractive. And usually what happens is the people selling the house, they'll show all the great stuff of the house, and then because they have to disclose, they'll go, oh, there's just one little thing, no big deal. It's just this thing. Well, because they showed it last, and because the rest of the house was so amazing, by contrast, that thing is made worse. Whereas if they had shown that thing first, that bad thing, because there was no basis of comparison, and everything else got better and better and better and better after that, that worst thing will be minimized, if not forgotten.
That is fantastic. That is super, super cool.
So as an example, you know, if I'm teaching a Turning Point, I'll tell people right up front, I'll say two things. Number one, the odds are stacked against you. It's almost certain that a third of you in this room will never change your life one iota. And the challenge has little to do with you. I mean, there's plenty of programs that could make you $1 million a year. There's plenty of things that you could do that you could find that you would love. But the challenge is you're messed up. And your subconscious reprogramming is so bad that unless an expert came in and showed you how to change those programs, no program is going to work. Nothing ever. No matter how perfect it is, the odds are stacked against you because your subconscious programs are flawed from the start. I will tell you up front that it is not difficult to change those programs. It is different. And what I mean by that is you will be forced to let go of beliefs you've held for a lifetime that you thought were true that simply aren't. And I'll give you one: work hard, get ahead, which we all know if you work hard, what you get is more hard work.
Right.
And so I think that is the other thing, is that the greater the conscious effort, the less the subconscious mind responds. And a lot of times people think, to be more effective as a salesperson or an influencer, I need to go learn all these strategies and techniques and hacks. And the fact is, no, what you need to do is you need to change who you are. And you need to come from that moral and ethical obligation piece that says, I've got a sound product. It saves people's lives. It helps people's businesses to a grand level. And instead of feeling bad for yourself when you don't convert or make a sale, you genuinely feel horrified for the people that you serve. You feel really bad for the customer. I even do a close in one of my events where it's a multi-day event. On the first day, I close on a package. And on the second day, if it's true, and it's always true because I always think I can do better, on the second day, if I haven't done the number of sales that I think I could have done, because remember, people vote with their wallets. You know, people can blow smoke all day long and say, oh, you're amazing and I love your product. And if they didn't buy, they don't think you're amazing.
Right.
People vote with their wallets. And so on the second day of the program, I pull out my sales sheet from the day before. And I turn to the audience, and it's kind of those sizing you up kind of things. I look at the audience and I say, did I do a good job yesterday? Oh, yeah, it was awesome. Did I change some lives yesterday? Oh, yeah, you changed our lives. Do you guys really want to make more money? Yeah, we want to make more money. Do you realize that the things I was teaching you at the end of the day and the offer that I made could change your life? And they'll go, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'll say, okay, then help me out here. I don't get it. I thought the day went phenomenal. I thought it was one of the best days I've had. And I know the offer that I made was extremely fair. And yet not everybody signed up for the course. So please tell me, what did I screw up? And then what happens is they'll tell you their reasons for not buying so that you can play with their resistance, which is what I call it. I don't call it overcoming objections. I call it playing with resistance because that's what it is. You can play with their resistance, give them another directive, and close again.
Marsh, that is really super cool. I'm sitting here, every time you start talking about these live events, I keep thinking of webinars because we do so many of them, and I'm sitting there thinking, that actually would be a really cool follow-up sequence on our webinars.
Absolutely. Just an email series that says, hey, we noticed that you checked it out. And the other thing, too, that is very, very important, it's a concept that we call target-rich environments. And a target-rich environment is a would and could. They would be interested in what you're selling, and they could afford it.
Yeah.
And too many times, people attempt to sell things to people that are just flat-out broken. You know, whether they're seminar hoppers or they're webinar hoppers, they're people that go from event to event. I just did an event in Houston, and the room was packed, and I came out, and I started chatting, and I said, I want to be very clear. You know, I've told you already that I'm going to offer up something for sale. The moment I said I was going to offer up something for sale, there are a couple of people, and I'm not going to point them out because you know who you are. The moment I said I was going to have something for sale, you were taking notes and you were smiling. And the moment I said that, you shut your book and you stopped taking notes. And I'm a master cold reader. As a hypnotist, I read body language. It's what I do. And I know the moment I told you I had something for sale, you instantly went into shutdown mode. And all I want to ask all of you is, if someone does an educational webinar, if someone does a live event that's a couple of hours, how many of you can be fairly certain, almost positive, that 95% of the time they're going to have something for sale? And the hands all go up, and I said, again, if you keep viewing the world through your own selfish, what's in it for me, not give anything back eyes, then all those people that are attempting to help you, they'll go out of business. I couldn't stay in business if I just came out and gave free lectures and didn't offer up additional training to other people. So how many of you will give me permission to offer up something for sale after I have trained my heart out all evening to give you great value? How many of you would give me permission? And of course, all the hands go up. And then there's one final permission-based question that works really, really well. And it is a personal example. And most of us, you know, that sell information marketing, most of us that do webinars or do seminars, we also buy webinars and seminars. You know, Russell and you guys, you buy everything, not only to see how the thing works, you buy the products to see if there might be one little gem in there that could be useful.
Absolutely.
Here's the thing that I let people know. When I was 23 years old, I sat in a seminar just like they're seated in. I sat on a webinar just like you're listening in on. And the speaker sold something for $3,000. And at 23 years old, $3,000 was every dime I had. It was the money I had been saving for the down payment on a car for dependable transportation, except I knew that when I made the breakthrough, it wasn't about a beat up old used car that I could put a down payment on, that when I made the breakthrough, I could have any car I wanted. And that's what I wanted. And so at 23 years old, with complete faith, I clicked on the buy button, I raced to the back of the room, I did whatever I needed to do, and I made that investment. That $3,000 investment has come back as over $220 million worth of personal income to me. So I ask you this question. How many of you listening to this webinar or watching this presentation, how many of you would want someone to sell you something for $3,000 that came back as $220 million? How many of you would want me to sell you something right now that had the potential to come back as $1 million over the next 12 months or 24 months? Who would want me to do that? And especially if I gave you a better than money back guarantee.
I obviously love that. I think that's fantastic. So I think the next thing I should say is, so where do I buy?
Exactly. Come to my seminar.
Well, Marshall, you've been given a ton of content, ton of information. Real quick, one thing that I definitely want to help reinforce what you just made mention of, and that is you have to be willing to buy. And I was literally talking with Russell just the other day. We were at an event, and we were talking about high-ticket selling. And he basically said, you know what, it's next to impossible to sell a $25,000 product if you've never bought a $25,000 product.
Agreed.
And because of that, we literally were at an event and just invested in a $100,000 mastermind, our first one. And it was kind of, it all kind of triggered around that whole thing. And then literally a week later, we were at another event where he was speaking. And it was so crazy because the audience was broke. And he was there doing it as a favor to a friend. And we got done and we walked out. And again, we both kind of looked at each other and said, you know what? You just don't sell to broke people. You can't do it. So, I mean, I love what you said. And I hope everyone listens to this multiple times and takes great notes. I know one of the very first things I'm going to get asked is, well, how can people find out about turning to your seminar? And then the other thing you and I talked about beforehand was there's also an affiliate type of product that you offer and things. So tell me kind of what's available. How's this work?
Absolutely. My forte, and I pray that I've been able to convey this during the course of this conversation, is that I've been on stage since I was 7 years old. And this past week, I just celebrated my 54th birthday. And so I've been on the platform my entire life. I have been a hypnotist for the last 31 years, since I was 23 years old. And we sell products that range, like I said, on the low end, $2,000, on the upper end, $40,000. And we have never, in the course of the time that I've done this, having done $220 million plus dollars in sales, we've never had an affiliate program. And recently I had a student come up to me, and he's done remarkably well. He is a real estate investor that when we met, he had gone to tons of real estate seminars and bought books and tapes and hadn't been able to be successful. And he came to me and I put the pieces together for him because that is what I do. And he has now gone on to having done over $100 million worth of real estate at any one given moment in his control. And it is just huge. A couple years back, he approached me and he said, we were at dinner actually, because all of my best students always become my best friends as well. And he said, you know, Marshall, I'm responsible for $1.2 million in net revenue for you. And I said, really? Explain that to me. He goes, well, my wife and I both did your $40,000 program. I said, yeah. He said, I referred these people who also did your high-end programs, and these people did your other programs. And by the time he got done doing the math, it was like, yeah, it was well over $1 million. And he said, I'm happy to help you. My only question is, where's my commission? and he was right. And so I thought about it, and I've been thinking about it, and we are finally ready to roll this thing out. You know, if I stand in a room and there's 500 people in the room that I inspired to be there, and I do the sales that I do, and my average sales, you know, are about $6,000 ahead in a live space that people have walked into. If I've got another 500 people in there and I give away the majority of the money on those extra people, it's still gravy because it didn't really cost me any extra. It's not really, you know, that much logistically to have another 500 people in the room. The most valuable thing is my time. So we've come up with this crazy program that we pay out 75% commissions all the way through on our $2,000 events, on our $40,000 events. You know, you can pick up a $1,500 commission. You can pick up a $30,000 commission on a single sale. And the beauty of our affiliate program is no one is ever required to buy anything, although we believe that once you see what we do, you'll want to. No one's required to buy anything. So if I was a marketer and I knew that I could put people in front of a guy like Marshall Silver, like me, and that I knew that Marshall Silver, I seldom speak of myself, you know, third person. In fact, I feel really awkward right now. If I saw somebody that closed really, really well, and I knew that if I put people in front of them, they'd pay me 75% commissions, that's all I would do is drive traffic. I would just keep putting people in front of them. They handle the business. They handle the headaches. I get my paycheck. And because we are also not only paying out 75% commissions, we also pay out residual commissions, override commissions. People end up getting checks and will end up getting checks from us for $30,000 and really truly have no idea where that check came from.
That is really cool. I think I'm shocked, first of all, as far as the high percentage. We've got our own affiliate program, which pays out 40%, and we pay, you know, lifetime recurring and things. So I think that's fantastic. I'm really hoping as people are listening to this that they're thinking the concept you just made mention of, I hope people picked up on, and that is when you're already selling things and you've already got an audience there, the extra people, it's not a cost.
No, it's margin. It's all profit.
That's just fantastic.
And added to that too, Dave, I wanted to add with that psychology, you know, if I'm closing X, whatever X is, let's use a seminar as an example. I have a seminar that I've conducted. It cost me $50,000 to put on the event, and I'm charged $1,000 per person to have people in there. If I've got 50 people in the room, then I'm even. If I have 51 in the room, well, pretty much all profit, that's $1,000. If I have 52, I just doubled my profits.
Yeah, yeah.
And what most people don't realize is your margins, your huge profits are in just converting a few more each time. Because no matter what, when you're selling information products, those extra conversions, that's pure profit. And so that's the other piece that I give to people is I show them, here's how you get that edge and close just a few extra sales that'll make all the difference in the world. And then again, the reason that I'm able to do this, the reason I'm able to pay out 75% commissions, my conversion rates, and again, I am tooting my own horn, and if there's somebody better than me, I will buy their product. I will be their best student. And certainly I know, you know, obviously there's a lot of people that are very, very good, including Russell, including all the speakers I saw at Funnel Hack Live. My conversion ratios are so strong that I know I'm going to do my sales. You know, I'm an affiliate inside of my own program. All the sales that I make when I stand on a platform are going to end up being my sales. Other people's sales on top of that is just cream to me. A William Wrigley of Wrigley Chewing Gum said, we always took the short end of the stick from our distributors and affiliates, meaning he always gave the majority of the profits to his distributors. He said, we just had a lot of little sticks coming in.
You know, that's actually one of the main reasons why we built Backpack into ClickFunnels was to allow people that opportunity to start creating their own affiliate programs inside because of the principle you just said, and that is all it takes is a whole bunch of little tiny sticks, and man, all of a sudden you went from four figures to five figures a month and then soon six. So I think that's fantastic. So Marshall, how do they get a hold of you, bud?
They can shoot me an email, and this is I'm giving this to you, and I realized I was just thinking about this. I've never given this to anybody on a webinar or a podcast, and it's just that I was so impressed with the quality of the people that were at Funnel Hack Live and the relationships that I formed there and everything about how you guys do business. This is my personal email, and it is elite, E-L-I-T-E, because I only give it out to the most elite of people. Elite@silver.com. Elite@silver.com is my personal private email. If you're listening to this, don't give it out to anybody else.
When we started this call, I thought, make sure you get an email that is not your personal one. And here you went ahead and did your personal. So
I did it. I go by how the spirit moves me. I go by intuition, and I've just got a really good sense and a feel about this and about this whole conversation that we've had. I love the product. I love Backpack. I love ClickFunnels. I love everything that you guys have done. And I am so excited to be able to help some people. So if somebody has a product and they'd like some insight on how to better, you know, script out the presentation or the, you know, the whatever it is, those are my fortes. If somebody would like to attend one of our events, they can certainly check out everything that we do at silver.com. And if they want to get in personal touch with me, either call 1-800-92-POWER or shoot me an email at elite@silver.com, S-Y-L-V-E-R.com.
Well, Marshall, as always, always over-delivering. I greatly appreciate your time today. Most importantly, your friendship. And again, I need to come down and give you a new housewarming gift.
We've got actually a big party going on for my birthday and my son's birthday this weekend at the Lagoon House. So, when we get off this call, I'll give you details. That I will not put into the broadcast.
Sounds fantastic. Marshall, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dave. Thanks so much.
See you, bud. Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dreamcar and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.